Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, all three readings of today speak a lot about faith and how it works in our lives. The first reading presents faith as trusting in God and living with fidelity to the covenant. Here, faith is shown as hope and steadfast expectation in the face of suffering and delay. In the second reading, Paul presents faith as our acceptance of Jesus as the fulfillment of the promises of God. Paul stresses the need for a living faith in and loyalty to Christ's teachings handed down to us by the Holy Mother, the Church. In today's Gospel, Jesus teaches his apostles that faith is sharing in God's power, and hence, even in small quantities, it allows God to work miracles in our lives and in the lives of others. While the apostles ask for an increase in the quantity of their faith, Jesus reminds them that the quality of their faith is more important. Using a master servant parable, Jesus also teaches them that for faith to be effective, it must be linked with trust, obedience, and total commitment, an active submission to God with a willingness to do whatever He commands. There is a story told about the faith of a little girl. Once a teacher said, "Whales cannot swallow people. Even though they are large mammals, their throats are very small." But a little girl replied, "The Bible teaches us that Jonah was swallowed by a whale, and my mom says Bible is God's words and it must be correct." The teacher said, "That just can't be. It is physically impossible." Then the little girl said, "If so, when I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." The teacher looked down at her, smiled and said, "What if Jonah went to hell?" The little girl replied, "Then you can ask him when you get there." Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to learn are: we need to thank God, giving Him the credit for our well-being. Most of us are inclined to forget God's providence when our earthly affairs are going well. We pray to Him only when trouble strikes. In His infinite goodness, God often answers such prayers. Strong faith enables us to accept the adversities and the trials of life, asking God, "Increase our faith, Lord." We need to increase our faith by becoming dutiful servants of God. We grow in faith as we act in faith. A sincere Christian can find many ways to help to make Christ known to his or her neighbor. A quiet word, a charitable gesture, an unselfish interest in a neighbor's trouble can do more good than a series of sermons given by some renowned theologians. We also need to grow in faith by using the means Christ has given us in the church. We must cultivate our faith through prayer, Bible study, participation in the Holy Mass, and leading a well-disciplined spiritual and prayer life. We make the profession of faith, saying we believe in God the Father Almighty, incarnate of the Virgin Mary, suffered, crucified, died, rose again, ascended, will come again, and so on. If so, we make this profession of faith, let us ask ourselves what difference it makes in our lives compared to the people outside, those who do not come to the church. Today, we also celebrate this as a Respect Life Sunday. Pope Francis says, each of us is a masterpiece of God's creation. What Catholics most clearly offer the rest of the world is our inherent and deep belief that every human being is a masterpiece of God from womb to tomb. We hear these words all the time, and they are very powerful. What is even more powerful is when these words become our own. We need to respect and protect all forms of human life from conception to natural death. We need to work and pray vigorously to end the culture of death. We need to speak and act against abortion and in private and public forms. Protecting human life is no more a sectarian creed than the Declaration of Independence is a sectarian document. Because all rights depend on life, the right to life is the most fundamental right of us all. Let us today thank God for the gift of our life, for the lives of our own brothers and sisters, and pray for the grace never to be forgetful of the unborn. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.